Welcome to the Crespo Dome. That's right. Started a bonus episode with a drop and a stare down because it's an audio podcast.
And everyone can see what we're doing.
And context is meaningless. Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespo. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out with Drew Cogburn.
Are we going to be recording this Sunday or?
I rescheduled our guest for the end of the month. And then I don't think we will be, I mean, as long as we wake up with power, we'll record probably right away so I can post it and then wait for the storm to roll through and wash us away. It's really stressing me out.
Yeah. You going to wrap all this stuff up? Move it somewhere?
Maybe.
It's got a giant glass door right there. Maybe. I mean, unless you plan on putting up some plywood. Should have thought of that a couple days ago.
Guys, we're doing a spillover bonus episode where we're talking movie news. So I have, let's see here, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven stories. So let's start with probably the biggest one and the newest one, for some reason, Drew, over at Lucasfilm.
Mm-hmm.
Now part of Disney, run by Kathleen Kennedy, cannot hold on to their directors.
Okay.
Colin Trevorrow, director of Jurassic World and Safety Not Guaranteed, was developing Episode 9, has dropped out. Creative differences. The old creative differences.
It seems that Disney has a very specific vision for Star Wars.
Yep.
And if your vision doesn't coincide with their vision, then you can get the fuck out.
That is exactly what is happening. 100%. So, to recap for people, and people may have forgotten about this one, actually. Josh Trank, who did Chronicle and then Fantastic Four, was supposed to do the Boba Fett movie. Disney got as far as they actually had a teaser set up to debut at like a Disney Celebration Fest in maybe 2015. Fantastic Four tanked and Josh Trank blew up. Like he apparently was difficult to work with, and then he didn't help his own cause with a couple of tweets and stuff like that. So he's in director jail, and Boba Fett movie got pushed back, and that 2020 slot is now the not the Han Solo and the Obi-Wan movie that they announced. So they that one went sour. Han Solo, Lord Miller.
Yep.
Their vision was not aligning with Kathleen Kennedy and Lawrence Kasdan and Lucasfilm, so they got shit canned like 75% of the way through production. Ron Howard brought in to take over. Apparently things are going very smoothly under Ron Howard's tenure.
Well, I'm sure Ron Howard is like, you're paying me how much? I'll do whatever you want.
I guess so. Trying to think, I feel like there's another one. Nope, that's it. So now Colin Trevorrow dropping out of Episode 9. Already rumored, two names rumored to take over duties for Episode 9. Do you want to take a guess who those two directors might be? Drew, wild guess. And think about what we were just talking about, how they're looking for people.
Steven Spielberg.
No. he's busy.
I mean,
he is busy. Also, Spielberg has said recently, not recently, within the last like 10 years, he said he wouldn't want to direct the Star Wars movies because he likes those being like something he can just watch.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to like then making them, then it becomes something.
And I'm sure with his relationship with George Lucas,
that's probably another thing too.
All sorts of silly nonsense.
And probably George would be like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, it's possible as well. No, it's like, Disney wants directors that are going to say, that are doing what they want.
I mean, pick any random douchebag, I guess.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like for Episode 9, they may be going with tried and true.
Okay.
Rian Johnson's currently finishing up Episode 8.
He does what he's told, apparently.
either that or he showed up with an idea and they were like, yes. Mm-hmm. Or not even, because, all right, might as well say who the other name is. Because a lot of this stuff was set into place by one person. J.J. Abrams.
Mm.
Episode 7, world record-breaking motherfucker that is.
Yeah.
Why not bring J.J. back?
Because we don't... Because I don't care about J.J. Abrams, like, at all. Like, whatsoever.
Did you care about Colin Trevorrow?
Not really.
So you're making a lateral move there.
Lots of lateral moves in the Star Wars universe.
Apparently, that's what it seems. I did see someone on Twitter posit that a wrong should be righted. And the person who was fired from Return of the Jedi, or I don't know if he was necessarily fired, but the director who didn't work out for, he was going to do Return of the Jedi, ended up not doing it. That person should be brought in to do Episode 9 to right that wrong. You know who that director is?
Who?
Return of the Jedi was almost directed by David Lynch.
What?
Yes. You almost had David Lynch's Return of the Jedi.
That would be... Man, I don't think the Star Wars universe would be anywhere near as popular as it is today.
No.
If he had done that.
Whatever he would have unleashed on them.
I mean, it would have been awesome. And we would have had this awesome, weird, sci-fi, cult David Lynch movie that we could have been watching this whole time.
But like, what is this, though?
Nothing would have ever happened to it.
Man, that Twin Weeks. Twin Peaks finale is...
Messing with your head. It's over. That's what's going on, Chris.
It is over. Episode 9 is still happening. It's on track. We just need a director, so let's see what Disney and Lucasfilm ends up doing. Speaking of Colin Trevorrow and Jurassic World and all that, so this guy, J.A. Bayona, I think that's how you say his last name, he is doing the sequel, which is called Jurassic World : Fallen Kingdom.
Yes, Jurassic World :
Jurassic World : Fallen Kingdom. Not much known about the plot.
It's not a good kingdom.
Not much known about the plot, except that it obviously will follow what happened in Jurassic World, and that they for sure brought back Ian Malcolm, i.e. Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. He's coming back for sure. An important plot detail was just leaked online.
Laser Raptors?
Not Laser Raptors, not yet. That's the next one. Via merchandising. This happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it funny?
It really... Man, what was... I just saw toys for some nonsense that's coming out. And I was like, oh, all these people are in it? Interesting.
Oh, really?
Didn't know about that.
Is it a Marvel thing, maybe?
Maybe DC. I forget what the fuck it was.
That's funny. Justice League, perhaps?
Maybe it was.
Because they're still keeping some things on their wraps. I think they've yet to... not a single trailer shows Superman yet.
Yeah, I know.
Black suit or normal suit Superman.
Uh-huh. Mustache Superman.
Actually, I think bearded maybe at one point. Maybe black suit bearded. Because that's in the comics.
You have a rocking mustache.
Yeah, they CG that thing out. maybe leaving them for like one shot. One frame.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this merchandising here. Let's see if I can zoom in on this. Like here, look at this. Why won't you let me... look at this picture of this box of chicken nuggets. And what's in the background? Big and huge and unmistakable.
I mean, there's a volcano and two dinosaurs.
There's a volcano and two dinosaurs. Why else would they throw a volcano on there? And it's not just the cheeky nuggies. There's a volcano on the marshmallows. It actually looks like the same piece of art just underneath it.
I guess there's some sort of volcano.
Recurring volcano action. So posited, what's going on here? Jurassic World, the new park. It's in Jurassic... they call it Jurassic Park in the movie, right?
I don't know.
I think it's still called Jurassic Park. It's on the island of Isla Nublar, and uh-oh, volcano. Oh boy, we have to evacuate these dinos, get them off the island, and that's how they proliferate around the world.
Oh, why don't we just let them all die?
Because it's way too expensive. Proprietary information? Way too expensive.
That's why you don't build secret laboratories on volcanoes.
They thought it was dormant. They're scientists. What do they know? Jerry Bruckheimer. Someone asked Jerry Bruckheimer about Pirates of the Caribbean and the most recent one that came out this year and about how it underperformed at the box office and made the least amount of money of all of them. here,
domestically,
I think under $200 million for here and
still made
Mexico and Canada, still made like over $700 million worldwide. Okay. Based on that, and this little tidbit here that Bruckheimer throws out that I've never once thought about when talking about box office numbers, he makes kind of an interesting point to say that Pirates 5 is practically as successful as the second one, as their most financially profitable one, or maybe that's the third one. Anyway, he says, I think it did phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about the fifth film in a series in a down market, and the American dollar is so strong that we're getting less returns from foreign. This movie would have made $1 billion had it been back in the same financial situation as On Stranger Tides, but we lost 27% of our money just by the conversion rate. By God, it's at, what, $790 million now? It's amazing.
Yeah.
So he's thinking of, I've never once thought about conversion rate when thinking about those international returns. So if it's looking like the movie is making less money now, it's just because the dollar isn't as, or it's stronger. It's stronger than it was then. It was kind of...
It was floppy.
Yeah, it was a weak dollar for a while there. It's bounced back, so as a result, those worldwide grosses are actually bringing in less money.
Yes.
Very interesting. Technically. So Pirates 5, huge hit. Gigantic.
Worldwide.
In all ways, shapes, and sizes.
Except for here in America, nobody gave a fuck.
And except for critically, because it was not good.
No.
Although, I still have the feeling it was better than the fourth one. The problem is, I can't remember the fourth one.
I was about to say, I can't remember it.
I'm almost positive you weren't even there. I don't even think you may not have even seen the fourth one.
That's a very good possibility,
I think there's
Chris.
A good possibility you never even saw the fourth one.
You might be right. I might have just skipped it. You know what? Fuck this stupid bullshit.
If only there was some sort of way that we could, document what movies we see each week. And then we could go back and search that.
I mean, I don't know about searching it, but there is a way.
Do you know this Spider-Man character called Nightwatch? Kevin Nightwatch Trent? Maybe this is a newer character.
I don't know.
Because it's not like you're reading these things now.
No, you got a picture?
Looks kind of like Spawn in this picture. He just straight up looks like Spawn in that picture.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, the guy who I always thought was just a Marvel Spawn ripoff.
Looks like that's what he looks like.
Yeah, but I don't think he's, as cool as Spawn is.
So he's a Marvel Spawn ripoff in a Spider-Man universe that's not as cool as Spawn.
Maybe.
Maybe. We could. Our facts could be totally wrong.
Yes. Here. Facts could be totally wrong, but that's the gist I got. Because I remember that guy, though.
Okay, well, Sony, right? They're working with Marvel to make co-produced Spider-Man movies now. They did Spider-Man Homecoming. We'll see if they continue with that deal. But on the side, Sony is continuing to exploit their Spider-Man rights on their own. Mm-hmm. They got the Tom Hardy Venom movie. Which will not feature Spider-Man at all, but instead will have Carnage, and it'll be rated R. They're also working on a, what is it? Black Cat Silver Sable team-up movie.
Okay, so Hot Chicks Kicking Ass.
Hot Chicks Kicking Ass. Making a Hot Chicks Kicking Ass movie. Just like DC is with their Gotham City Sirens. And they want to make apparently this Nightwatch movie, which will be, it is being written by Edward Rekor, who is... unfortunately, his biggest screen credit is Now You See Me. But it's looking like rumors have it that Sony is courting the one and only Spike Lee to direct this movie.
Interesting.
What do you think of a Spike Lee Spider-Man related, not featuring Spider-Man comic book movie?
I mean, it's gonna be like, it could work. I mean, I don't know, the story makeup of this Nightwatch guy.
No one does. So you think he would have free reign then to do whatever he wants, right?
So, I mean, in all reality, he could just make, this cool-ass little superhero movie in New York. Because, I mean, Spider-Man's set in New York City.
And then Spike Lee is all about New York.
Exactly. So...
It's interesting. It's an interesting choice.
No.
Interesting choice. I hope it happens. Because I'm fine with it.
It could be cool.
I'm fine with it, because otherwise, what's the point? It's like, I don't have this story pulled, but I tweeted this today. You can follow me on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo, that I was reading... Oh, it was Will Smith put up the first picture of any sort from the Aladdin production, and it's just him and the chick playing Jasmine, the dude playing Aladdin, and the dude playing Jafar, and the set is in the background. They're over in London, and it's just like kind of a selfie type thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like reading, I looked at the post and I read it, and then I read the article that came with it. I was like, oh, look, Will Smith put out this picture. And I was like, just recapping Aladdin, blah, 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 director Guy Ritchie. And I was like,
wait, what?
I keep forgetting that Guy Ritchie is directing the fucking Aladdin movie.
Are you serious?
Yes. And every time I see it, I'm shocked. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So I'm determined to not forget anymore. Guy Ritchie's Aladdin is coming. Get ready for a shot of Aladdin and his dirty cohorts running through tight streets of Agrabah, probably away from the authorities, while some music's like, ding 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 ding, wake out of the way.
So weird.
Elaborate camera moves.
So weird.
Expect another scene in which the genie explains how he got in the bottle, and it involves a lot of cutting to him and his friends like driving around and just music. And all right, so that is weird. It's, Spike Lee's Night's Watch. I'm down for it. And that's not the... Isn't Night Watch also... What's... Robin... When he's...
Nightwing.
Nightwing. Nightwing. They're making Nightwing. With, also don't have this story pulled, so I don't have his exact name. Brendan Thwaite.
The Elder Dick Grayson story.
Yes, they're doing him now. DC is working on a movie with that. I think it's a straight up Nightwing. And it's the kid from, Gods of Egypt.
Fantastic.
And The Giver.
And the last Pirates movie.
Yes, there it all comes back around. That's right. It coming out this weekend. Plans are ready to make It 2. Also, early reviews for It are very strong. Very good. People are liking it quite a bit.
Sweet.
I originally thought, since they're splitting the two movies, the first It was going to be about the kids, the Losers Club as kids, and then the second one was going to be them as adults. Back together to refight the evil in the same town. Apparently, the first one is just the kids, but the second one will be doing what the book did, in which it introduces the adults, but then it does some more like going back to the kids stuff.
Okay.
So apparently they won't be covering all the kids stuff in this movie, because they got to save someone for a second one.
Cool.
Also, apparently from early reviews, not only is this new Skarsgård, the young Skarsgård, greatest Pennywise, but... the chemistry of the kids is fantastic.
Okay, very nice.
And I'm also looking forward to seeing... A fun part will be they have these kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're going to have to cast adults.
Mm-hmm.
So which great actors are they going to get to... Who's Scoot McNairy going to play?
Who's going to get the Tom Hardy treatment?
Yes. Or they can't afford him. They'll get that...
The guy. They'll get American Tom
Hardy. They'll get American, not Tom Hardy.
Yep.
American less charismatic. Like, they look the same.
So much less charismatic.
It's like, what if you took Tom Hardy, but then took a charisma suction to his ears? And like,
and then all like, the it.
I was going to say, like, maybe 5%.
Yeah. So weird.
Who is it? David Koepp. He is writing Indiana Jones 5 currently. Spielberg wants to make it. He wants to make it within the next 2 years. That's why he's not doing Star Wars, because he's making Indiana Jones. And he's already talking about how they're going to go ahead and do a little bit of makeup-y digital de-aging of Harrison Ford to make his character slightly younger than he is in real life. But he'll still be, obviously, older. Older Indiana Jones. The one thing we do have confirmed about this movie, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No Mutt.
No Shia LaBeouf.
No Shia LaBeouf.
Totally okay with that. He was probably one of the worst. He was one of the worst parts of the last one.
One of the worst parts, not his fault. He didn't cast himself. He didn't dress himself. He didn't make himself act like a Brando wannabe at a Halloween party.
I'm pretty sure he did make himself act like that.
No, Michael Spielberg could have been like, do something different. Hey, what are you doing?
That sucks.
Do something different.
Try again.
Happens all the time. Benicio del Toro shows up on Usual Suspects, and he's like, flip you for real, right? And then... Brian Singer is like, the dude, take one, the stop. It's like, what was that? Is this what you're going to do? It's like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. It's like, oh, all right. They have to confirm that was what was happening. Shazam. It's coming, for sure. It's in production. Pre-production.
I mean, okay.
Again, it's comic books, but you don't care.
Well, you know, it's not just because it's comic books, because it's
DC saying
trying to make another stab at this fucking bullshit that they can't control.
No, I'm saying it's comics, and that you're into comics.
I am,
but you're not into this Shazam character.
I mean, I get it.
Formerly known as Captain Marvel.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand Shazam. I get the powers.
Billy Batson says Shazam. Yep. Becomes the world's mightiest mortal.
Yep.
I did like the use of Shazam in Kingdom Come.
Yes, it was really cool that it was split up between all the kids.
Yeah, it was actually very good.
You can see the tiger?
It's actually very tragic, the way it ended up being used.
Well, and especially because they let you know, I mean, spoiler alert, you find out that he doesn't become Shazam, he literally trades places.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, gotta go somewhere. Yeah. So, they're making a Shazam, and a couple developments on it. First off, they had previously cast, before casting their Shazam, they had Black Adam, his villain, who is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sweet.
Black Adam has now been pulled out of that movie, just straight up getting his own movie.
Okay.
Still need to cast Shazam. The two people in the running so far, rumored, there's this fellow, Joshua Sasse, best known for playing Gallivant in the ABC series of the same name, that comedy series, and he was also on the CW's No Tomorrow. This is what that guy looks like. Just some dude.
Sure.
Does it look familiar to you at all? You're good with faces.
Nope.
All right. The other guy in the running is John Cena.
I could see that.
So.
I mean, John Cena can act his way out of a wet paper bag, but he's got...
Does he have to?
He's got the look.
Does he have to act for Shazam?
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
It all depends on...
He has to put on the suit.
Still.
The Billy Batson character is going to have to do the emotional lifting.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They need a good kid.
Yeah.
John Cena. Yeah, you can put that lunkhead in that thing. He's also the lead in the Bumblebee movie, so...
Good for him.
He's coming on up. Good for him. Final story. Hellboy, : Rise of the Blood Queen.
Sounds cool.
That's the rebooted R-rated Hellboy coming our way, directed by Neil Marshall. Probably his best movie is Dog Soldiers. Doomsday is okay. But he makes some crappy movies, too. What's the one he did with Michael Fassbender? Centurion, I think. You ever see that one?
Oh, no. Every time I see it, like the cover for it, I'm like, really? Fassbender's in a movie like this?
Because it was when he was still trying to really like make something happen before he really became Fassbender. When did that happen? Before he got Magneto.
Yeah.
It was like the year before X-Men First Class. And it's Neil Marshall, and it's an interesting story. It was actually one of two. It was that and Black Death? I think there's another movie around the same time period. So he's doing the R-rated Hellboy, David Harbour, the sheriff character from, or the guy who played the sheriff in Stranger Things. He is the new Hellboy. Sorry, Ron Perlman.
And Ron's just too old.
Yeah, he has unfortunately gotten too old here. Now, the funny thing is, it looks like we got some confirmation on what the Hellboy movie is going to be about. Apparently, the following story text was uploaded this week to an online film and television production database, like a professional one, not some IMDb bullshit. So the story text says, the film is about Hellboy going to England, where he must defeat Nimue, Merlin's consort and the Blood Queen. But their battle will bring about the end of the world, a fate he desperately tries to turn away. So he has to defeat the Blood Queen, but in doing so...
Not destroy the world.
Brings about the apocalypse. Mila Jovovich already confirmed to be cast as Nimue.
Okay.
Who apparently is a pretty big character in the Hellboy universe.
If you say so.
That's according to this here. It says, this is from Cinema Blend. Mike Mignola's Hellboy comics will certainly recognize the Nimue character. Fans of that will recognize the character and know the threat she offers to both Hellboy and the planet. An ancient force, Nimue, N-I-M-U-E, so that's how I'm saying it, appeared before King Arthur as the Lady of the Lake. Learning from Merlin his many secrets, she betrayed the wizard and turned her worship to the Ogdru Jihad, massive ancient beasts who lie in wait to bring about the end of the world.
Sweet. Ancient beasts.
Hey, ancient beasts, I'm down.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that article points out, ironically, funnily, I don't know how you want to put it, Guillermo del Toro, his Hellboy 3 plans very much involved a similar thing of Hellboy trying not to be the one to bring about the end of the world.
Of course.
Yeah. So he's like, he's like, that's the movie I wanted to
guys,
make, guys.
You assholes.
You assholes. Like, I made these two Hellboy movies with compromises for you jerks, and then you're just going to get this other guy, the Hellboy movie that I wanted to make to begin with.
Fuck
R-rated,
you.
All this fucking ancient yep. beast and apocalypse. And...
Fuck you.
So there you go. Bonus episode over. New episode coming this weekend. Guest list. It'll just be Drew and I. We'll hammer one out. And
you, me, and the hurricane, buddy.
You, me, and Irma. We'll do it. We'll put it out there, and you guys can listen to it, and it'll be fun, and then we'll be back later with more stuff. That's how that works. Time. All right.
Time.
Drew, where can people find you online?
At Antihero419, all over the internet.
Coolio. Hit me up on Twitter, like I said, at I am Chris Crespo. Email cinemacrespiso@gmail.com. We are out of here.
A PFT Media production.